Trying to eat a French fries through a luchador mask is both difficult and provocative.
Ooh. I'm going to have to try that. That's I got two masks.
You just shove the whole thing shaft first right down my gullet.
Yeah, brother.
No.
Thankfully, I don't have a gag reflex.
Okay. Let's get this show started.
Make that for content? Is that what you're saying?
No. Hashtag. Save it for the podcast. It's a different one.
That'd be the porncast.
Yeah. Open it? Probably get more listeners.
Damn it. Three.
It's our After Dark. We already have one of those.
DWI After Dark, with the sweet, sultry sounds of Christopher Platt.
They're doing commentary on porn right now on the Chairshot direct message feed.
Oh my god!
Here it is. It's Gator. Here's Gator. Peter North with a hard eight to the snatch, and he sticks the landing. Wow, what a stiff worker! And judging by the look on her face, Strong Style is alive and well.
Oh my god, I would pay for wrestling commentary over porn. I don't know what I'd get off to more, to be honest.
I don't know about that, dude.
Oh my god. We gotta read that. Can we read that on the show? Anyway, alright, let's do this.
My god, she could have a family.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's a slobber knocker.
Oh.
And for your big boned women,
JR, that stroke.
And for your big boned women porn,
you keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Oh, Sheamus.
I'll fight him.
Yeah, you will. All right.
It's time to shake things up around here.
Woo. Everybody put their keys in the bowl.
Oh, God. Bizarre. Hey, welcome to the Valentine's Day edition.
Perfect. The DWI podcast.
Here we go.
Do you want this to be the Valentine's Day edition of the A$AP Mitchell Show?
Why not?
I'm asking you. It's up to you. It's chapter 13. Sure. All right. Everybody ready?
Nope.
Oh no.
Go.
Yes!
Wait a minute.
No! Yes! No! Yes! No! Yes! No! Delete! Delete! Yes!
Right. Also related to the porncast.
No!
God.
Sweet!
Lots of yeses. Lots of yeses and a lot of woos.
Yeah.
I am the fabled one, A$AP Mitchell.
Welcome to the next chapter of A$AP's K-Fables.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Partake in libations and listen.
I'm waiting for my round of applause.
A$AP's K-Fables begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the A$AP Mitchell Show presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team ever. It's me, DPP. And now, the man too sweet to be sour, too hot to handle, too cold to hold, the indie star who raises the bar, none other than the fabled one, your Cupid on this Valentine's Day. A$AP Mitchell.
We talked about this, guys. It's not the DWI podcast. This is the DWI dance, baby. Here with the boys. And A$AP Mitchell coming at you, talking in the sweet, sultry sounds of one Christopher Charles Platt. And we gonna be bringing at you one day at a time. It's a new day. Yes, it is. So kicking it off is the man, the myth, the legend in the sack himself, BC Tunney. How's it going there, buddy?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, if you wanted him on the show, Aesop, you could have just
Mitchell,
asked.
Aesop Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
And let's not forget, he puts the DP in DPP. It's DPP.
I don't know about that, dude.
Oh, boy. Welcome to this very, very dark episode of Valentine's Day with Aesop Mitchell.
Now, we're filled with love today, guys. We are filled with love and probably other substances.
Well, I hope so.
Not yet.
I've been drinking.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hydration. We stay woke, everyone. It's a new year, 2018. Woke in Aesop Mitchell. Woo!
He's a man on fire this evening.
Oh, I'm feeling rather complete. No.
Wonderful!
See?
Excellent!
Yes!
Oh, you don't want that, do you?
Yeah! And it works perfectly with the Valentine's Day episode.
Speaking of being out there in your own world, you had a little bit of fun at RCCW this past show. And tell everybody the story of what actually happened, the kind of interesting events in which you played at the show.
Oh, well, first of all, Aesop Mitchell wasn't Aesop Mitchell on Friday's RCCW show. He was Troy, the local theater and design major over at UW La Crosse. And he hung out in the crowd all night for, I don't know, maybe the first four matches until a certain fatal four-way happened, one in which a certain Samoan, Maru, happened to be in. And, well, I just had to step in there and kind of cost him his City of La Crosse championship. It just felt right. It just felt like the right thing to do. So, donning my wonderful luchador mask, I got to eat french fries and hamburgers and drink a lot. It was fantastic. And on top of that, I got paid to do so. Woo, baby!
Now, we were talking a little bit about this before the show. Can you give everybody the play-by-play of trying to eat said food with said mask on?
Well, unfortunately, they have rather long french fries. And unfortunately, I had to shove the entire french fry into a tiny little hole in the lucha mask. And needless to say, I think I choked on a few spuds here and there. But, you know, I'm all good now, guys. Don't worry about it.
Are we doing phrasing? Or that's what she said.
Phrasing.
That was all of those spuds right there were terrible for Valentine's Day. Trying to french fry into a small hole. Come on.
Hey. Some women like that sort of thing, okay?
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
You're being generous. It's a Vienna sausage at that point.
Oh, man. It's hard to transition from that one. Like a wrench in a closet. Jesus Christ, she's got a huge vagina. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is PC Tunney.
Hello, everyone. Stay tuned. This is the G-rated episode.
Oh, yeah, for goddamn, these guys are weird tonight.
Hey, try not to shoot that puck up my pooper.
Why do you have that drop? Why?
Just for today. Come on.
Oh my God. You're excited. Feel these nipples.
It's Valentine's Day.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
Let's transition back into wrestling here. We got WPW this Saturday. You'll be taking on the infamous Swoggle, or better known in his previous days as Hornswoggle, if you will.
I'm sorry. Tell us about I don't know who this Hornswoggle is you speak of. I've heard of the Swoggle, but Hornswoggle? No, sounds like a made-up character.
Well, tell me about the match that you're going to be having with Swoggle, then.
Well, I mean, if you want to call it a match, you know, as you guys know, I am a seasoned veteran in the ring with rather shorter opponents, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun, very fun night up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Actually, I believe we're in Two Rivers at the watering hole. So it's going to be a really great show all in all, and I definitely look forward to it. It's going to be something that I think really kind of sets a good tone for the 2018 wrestling year. So,
anything else going on big up at that show that you know about this weekend?
You know what? There is some really great talent up in the northern part of Wisconsin. You got guys that you don't really see too often down here, like Joey Avalon, Steve Sadist, and all in all, it's just going to be a really fun show. I know that they have a kind of a newer faction that they brought over from Japan called the Mad Dog Club. Who looks to kind of make a impact, and hopefully we kind of see what the story kind of starts to unfold with them there too. So it's going to be a great show. The last time I was there, which was my first time, it was at a different venue, a smaller venue, and guess what? They sold that out. So you know what? I see no reason why it won't be similar setting on Saturday.
That's what I'm talking about.
I said nothing. I said nothing about that.
Talk to me about ICW. You're going to be defending your Midwest title against Thomas Walton III, better known as TW3.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a match. I'm not really worried about it. Last ICW, I, you know, kind of kicked his ass and left him lying in the middle of the ring and made fun of him because he looked like a wannabe Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, New Day wannabe, you know, all that fun stuff. And all in all, just degraded him a lot. So I don't think he has much of a self-confidence going into next Sunday's title match.
Wow. Very interesting.
Look, I got to be confident in something, okay?
Why not? Why not your fantastic wrestling skills?
What are those?
I don't know.
You're the champ.
You tell me.
Hey. Yes, I am. The champ is here. Play it. I know you have that drop.
At the very least, you have the champion's advantage here, you know?
Well, let's hope he doesn't
beat up John Cena!
I am John Cena in my heart.
It'll be like the wrestling commercial, like the old Tiger Woods commercial, when everybody said, I am Tiger Woods.
I am Tiger Woods.
Tiger's actually playing golf this weekend. You like watching golf or playing golf at all, ASAP?
I'd rather play it than watch it. I will say I'm pretty, like, mad good at miniature golf, so I do have that going for me.
I have a feeling that this summer at some point, maybe when you have an off day or something, we'll get together and have the DWI podcast miniature golf tournament.
Oh, I like that. I like that. See, I don't like playing regular golf because my dad was like super good at it. I think he did like a couple of like junior amateur events and like did really well in them. So he always kicks my ass and I don't really feel like playing golf with him because he's the only one that'll ever go with me.
I know the feeling. My dad is finally 64 years old, and I've been able to beat him finally. So it only took me, you know, 36 years.
Yeah, I think the last time I played with him, he had like a 5-shot handicap. Or I had a 5-shot handicap, and he still beat me by like 10 strokes. So it's like not even fair. Jeez. I'm not like horrible. I think I do better than most people. But he's really fucking good, and I don't like it, so I don't like to play with him.
Let's get back to talking about wrestling. You're going to the Kevin Sullivan seminar on Sunday. Tell me what you're looking forward to the most about that.
You know what? The thing that I love most, being such a creative guy, is I really want to know what Kevin Sullivan's mind is at when he thinks of wrestling angles. I know a lot of people kind of look into it, hoping to kind of learn a lot wrestling-wise, but, you know, we are talking about the guy that I'm here.
Those hand signals were for Dan. I'm
really?
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm here.
Really, they were.
No.
Really?
We know.
Are you here?
We can hear
Shut
you the
up.
Whole time.
Oh. I don't know. You guys got quiet. I'm sorry. So like I was saying, we are talking about the guy that, you know, single-handedly did the creative for WCW back in the mid-90s and, you know, kind of brought it up to what it once was, you know, especially at its high point. So it's going to be a lot of fun to learn from that.
Speaking of Kevin Sullivan, he will be at BCW on Saturday for a meet and greet, 6:15. I believe it's $10 or something like that out at the Elks Lodge. So you can go to BruceCityWrestling1.com to check that out. If you're not a wonderful indie superstar wrestler, you can still meet him, but you'll have to pay $10.
Don't forget, you can also go and see Tatanka as well. So,
correct.
Get your spirit and let them hear it.
What was that? Are you going to do a cheer for us?
I channeled the Spirit Squad. I was feeling some Ziggler, so I got a little...
Ready? Okay. Tell us all your thoughts on Ziggler's return and what they're doing with him.
I've always liked Ziggler. I mean, it's hard not to like him. You know, a lot of people are kind of hating on his, like, no music entrance. I thought it was hilarious. I thought that was great. So I'm kind of disappointed that kind of went awry. But whatever, you know. All in all, I think you know, that main roster product has looked pretty solid lately. You know, more than it was at pretty much all of 2017. So I'll take it.
Well, now after the last night's developments on SmackDown, where Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler have worked their way into the world title match.
Spoilers.
It's now a fatal five-way. Sorry.
Hold on, dude.
Did you just spit a little?
How do you... Did he?
Hold on, dude.
No, he's good.
I spoiled it.
How do you feel about them turning this into a fatal five-way right off the heels of having an elimination chamber with six guys in the world?
Well, and now it's potentially seven guys with that elimination chamber. So they kind of added to both matches, which, I mean, look at the roster, guys. It's huge. How are they supposed to use everyone? Well, I think we talked about this a couple of shows ago, that they are going to be banking on multi-man matches for the foreseeable future, and lo and behold, there have been many multi-man matches over the past couple of pay-per-views.
It's only going to get worse, though, with the news that they could be possibly doing away with single-branded pay-per-views, and it's all going to be multi-branded pay-per-views. So now you're squeezing all these people on here. We're going to be seeing four-hour pay-per-views every single month.
Dun-dun-dun!
Ooh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. I was a little bit, like, snoozy at Royal Rumble, and I enjoyed the Royal Rumble a lot. And I still was, like, half falling asleep once it came around, like, the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I will say I'd rather have the single-branded pay-per-view rather than the, every other weekend is a pay-per-view. I think that just diminishes everything that they're trying to accomplish. But, well, you know what? It's more or less a monopoly, so they can do whatever the hell they want, and I think we're all going to tune in regardless.
Let's slide on over to the Ring of Honor side of things. Beer City Bruiser teaming up with Brian Malonis. They got a little bit of a faction going on. Silas Young there. Talk to me about those guys are on fire right now.
You know what? I'm just super happy for those two. You know, I especially Brian Malonis. I don't know him all that well. But Beer City Bruiser, Silas Young, I know them very well. And you know, those guys are really killing it, and I'm loving every second of it. Beer City Bruiser is going to be traveling to Japan soon, which I'm super stoked about. You know, I'm super happy for him. It's more or less been one of the goals for him, and to see him accomplish that is like, it's really awesome. And I can't wait to talk with him about it after he comes back.
He's got a huge match for the Never coming up against Hiroki, right?
Yes, he does.
I mean, that's a gigantic match.
You know what? He's a gigantic dude, and you know, they don't have too many of those guys over there with, you know, the loss of like War Machine. Yeah, so you know, this is going to be a huge stepping stone for him to hopefully bigger and better things.
He deserves it. I mean, everybody we've talked to. And I'm not saying that we talk to everybody, but the people we do talk to, they all think Bruiser's a great worker, love his gimmick. I mean, he's actually getting promo time now on Ring of Honor television, and he's coming off excellent. His character is coming across in spades.
I hate to break it to you guys. That's not character. That's totally BCB. That's Matt. That's exactly how he is in real life, and including –
we've been at the bar, you know,
like
that
the Little Mermaid and stuff like that. That's how he is in real life.
The Ariel.
We've been at the bar, you know that.
Yeah. So I'm letting the fans know, the millions of people around the world, the hundreds in attendance,
and the tens listening around the world.
let's move over to the women's side there and shout out to another fellow BCW superstar.
Yes.
That's up the ladder, and in my opinion, we've said this for a long time, the three of us have, you know, possibly one of the best women wrestlers in the world. Okay, I'll say it, and I'll back it up 100%. Stacy Shadows is in the Women of Honor tournament.
Woot woot. I mean, talk about a great thing to see, and not to mention that, but she's first round matchup going against another, new face to Ring of Honor in Tennille Dashwood, you know, formerly known as Emma. So it's just big things for not only my close and personal friends, but Wisconsin wrestlers.
Yeah, she's had a huge run here. It's awesome. I got to see her tag with Kelly Klein on Friday in that event on Ring of Honor, and then now she's getting a one-on-one match with her. That's pretty amazing. I'm so happy for her.
We're coming to the end of the show. Tell everybody what they should be watching if there's anything that's on your radar that's under everybody else's radar.
You need to be watching Wisconsin wrestling, just in general. I mean, like I said, we got huge new faces and, you know, old faces going new places in Stacy Shadows, Beer City Bruiser. Get out there and support them, you know, in any way, shape, or form. I think that you're going to see a lot of this Midwest wrestling kind of take this surge into the limelight. And that's kind of been evident over the past couple of years. So this is no fad. This is a trend that I think is going to continue.
This Saturday, WPW, Two Rivers, taking on Swoggle. Kevin Sullivan seminar this Sunday. Kevin Sullivan will be at Brew City Wrestling this Saturday. And then ICW defending your Midwest title versus TW3 next Sunday. Aesop Mitchell, tell everybody where they can find you all over social media.
Find me on Facebook, AESOP Mitchell. Also find me on Twitter at @the_fabled_1. And also find me on Instagram at @thecreamcitytraveler. Honestly, you message me, guys, I will get back to you right away. So that wasn't a shameless plug at all.
We don't do that kind of thing here.
No, no, no.
All right, everybody's been waiting for it on this Valentine's Day edition of the Aesop Mitchell Show. It's time for Chapter 13 of Aesop's Kayfables.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. And this edition of Aesop's Kayfables is no different. For the one who I have chosen to interview on this very special edition of the Aesop Mitchell Show is someone who I happen to love to mollywop, beat down, bludgeoned, and all in all, ass whooped. So sit back, grab a little bit of champagne for the one you love, for Aesop's Kayfables begins now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next edition of Aesop's Kayfables. With me today is the Pilosial Pugilist himself, someone that I know all too well, due to me kicking his ass constantly. Maru! Say hello, Maru.
Hello.
Now, Maru, you don't exactly know, I know you have a low intelligence level, but what's going to happen today is I'll be asking you a series of questions. Answer truthfully, answer honestly, but most importantly, don't forget to mention Aesop. So, question one. What did it feel like this past RCCW when, well, the fabled one cost you your River City Championship Wrestling City of La Crosse title belt?
Are you being serious right now? How do you think I felt? You screwed me over, man. Are you being serious right now? You screwed me over.
Dead serious, and I felt happy. Question two. Aesop has a lot of battle wounds, but one wound that he knows all too well is, well, this gash along my eyebrow. Would you consider yourself a crowbar?
You know, man, I feel like you're going a little far with that. You're going a little bit far with that. Come on. Really? What's going on here? How am I supposed to answer a question? I'm not a crowbar. No. I'm a wrestler.
You have a crowbar on one elbow. You probably should have stitches on the other. Question three. Aesop is a very distinct and fine dresser, both in-ring and out of the ring. Why does Maru decide to wear as little clothing as possible?
First off, Maru wears a singlet. I am a wrestler. I am a grappler. That is what we wear. We want as little as clothing to get in the way in our fight as possible. That is why I wear what's called a singlet. It's a normal thing. It's nothing different.
I wasn't paying attention. Question four. Aesop's has developed into quite the wrestler here at RCCW, and basically is on the steady incline, while Maru is on the steady decline. Care to comment about that?
Well, you have nerve. You screwed me over. You came out of the crowd and ruined my chance to be the longest reigning champion, and you bring me on this? This is what you choose to do. I don't know how to talk to you right now.
I'm sure you're used to men screwing you over. And question five, why do you want to be more like Aesop Mitchell?
Why do I want to be more like Aesop Mitchell? I don't want to be. I want to fight you. I want to fight you. I don't want to be like you. I want to hurt you. That's what I want to do.
Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Tune in next time. Bye-bye. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Are we gonna get the what the hell is her name? Oh no, the Canellis music.
Oh, Maria Canellis.
I have it too. Damn it. I don't remember what I put it under. Probably M. I don't know about that, dude.
Oh well.
It can happen.
Or the Saturday Night Live, the lovers skit.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
We're
one.
Lovers. For this is my lover, and I love her for being my lover.
Just hopefully you recorded that. Put that on there.
Then you have Jimmy Fallon fucking up another scene. Asshole.
Oh, you don't like Jimmy Fallon?
No, because he's super bad at keeping a straight face, and it bothers
me. Oh, that way, sure. Did you see his show after the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I just like let the Super Bowl play on, and then I started watching This Is Us, and I wanted to kill myself halfway through it because it's so depressing.
I watched that show.
Wait, you watched that show?
Yeah, I watched This Is Us. I've seen every episode.
Yes.
Sad when that's like the best thing about them ever that have been done to
me. Hey, you know what? I'll take Maria Canellis any day. Give her airtime. I'm okay with it.
I'll take Peyton Royce.
Okay, have fun with that.
Or Mandy Rose.
I don't know about that,
ugh.
Dude.
Ugh.
Hi, Mandy.
No Mandy Rose.
Hi, Mandy. How you doing? Happy Valentine's Day, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy. You came and you saw... What a game of smoking away. Oh, Mandy.
Well done. I applaud for that one. That was well done.
Yep.
Oh, shit.